Court. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. A former Trump White House aide arraigned on contempt of Congress charges.
Former President Trump advisor Peter Navarro arrested by the FBI in Reagan National Airport, indicted on contempt of Congress charges for refusing to cooperate in the House January 6th committee's investigation.
Instead of calling me and say, hey, we need you down at court, we've got a warrant for you, I would have gladly come. What did they do? They intercepted me getting on the plane.
Navarro, representing himself, calling it a preemptive strike from the Justice Department to prevent a civil suit he filed from going forward. He faces two contempt counts for failure to provide documents and not showing up for subpoenaed testimony. Each carries a maximum sentence of 1 year in prison. His next court date set for June 17th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department has declined to charge former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and former aide Dan Scavino on similar allegations. That's according to a letter from the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia to the House General Counsel. A murder in Wisconsin has led to an investigation into other planned targeted attacks.
A Wisconsin man was killed in his home Friday, and police say the suspected gunman was found in the basement suffering from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Attorney General Josh Call says the shooting appears to be a targeted attack, and the gunman's targets included people within the judicial system. Officials say officers responding to reports of shots fired in the New Lisbon home had initially tried to negotiate with the gunman, and when those talks failed, they entered the home.
Fox's Rich Dennison, that's when they found the victim dead and the suspect injured. A doctor and two nurses stabbed inside the emergency room at Encino Hospital in Southern California. Police say the man walked into the hospital shortly before 4 p.m., and they're continuing to try to get him to surrender. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A person familiar with White House planning says President Biden has added a trip to Saudi Arabia to his itinerary for his Middle East trip.
The price of gasoline in this country is double what it was when President Biden was sworn in. One of the reasons he's making this trip to Saudi Arabia after a trip to Israel later this month. With the high price of gasoline and apparent refusal to kickstart more domestic production here in the United States, the White House applauding a move by Saudi Arabia to pump more oil. Quote, "The United States welcomes the important decision from OPEC today to increase supply by more than 200,000 barrels per day in July and August based on new market conditions."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The president said today he has no direct plans at the moment to visit a kingdom that he's previously criticized for human rights abuses. A past French Open champ once again makes it to the finals.
13-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal is back in the French Open final. On his 36th birthday Friday, Nadal advanced past Alexander Zverev, who was forced to retire from the match late in the second set. Zverev injured his ankle while trying to return a shot from Nadal. Zverev left the court in a wheelchair to a standing ovation. He had been leading the second set 6-5 when the injury occurred. The first set, Nadal won a tiebreak 10-8. Now Nadal is one step closer to a 22nd Grand Slam singles title. He'll play in Sunday's final. Jared Max, Fox News.
Jennifer Lopez said to be honored for her film and TV work at Sunday's MTV Movie and TV Awards. The network says Lopez will receive the Generation Award, which celebrates actors whose diverse contributions in both film and television have turned them into household names. Lopez broke through in the 1990s as a dancer in the sketch comedy series In Living Color, then was cast as Selena in the 1997 film home of the same name. Previous recipients include Scarlett Johansson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Tom Cruise. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.